Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. Thanks for being with us. Today, our guest is Kurt Olson. Kurt is an attorney representing Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham in Arizona. A writ has been filed with the Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, just a couple of days ago. And it suggests that, more than suggests, it states categorically that there have been misrepresentations by law firms, attorneys representing the state of Arizona and election officials as well. Going to the very heart of the integrity of our electoral system, particularly in the state of Arizona. Again, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, they are the petitioners represented by Kurt Olson. And with us today to take up what is happening. Now, you haven't probably heard about any of this in your local media, the national media, because it's just happening. And there is an aversion to dealing with the, let's call it the inconvenient truths of this case. And the inconvenient truths are that there have been manipulations in the elections of both 2020 and 2022. And these filings before the Supreme Court go to that very issue. And to guide us through all of this, a man, no one knows more about this issue than attorney Kurt Olson. Now we're going to turn to a story that you haven't heard about or read about in the national left-wing media. It's a story that is about voter fraud. It is a story about electoral fraud on a vast scale. Filing yesterday before the Supreme Court, attorney Kurt Olson, representing Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham in the state of Arizona, bringing forward brand new evidence into their case and seeking redress before the Supreme Court, and doing so, requesting an expedited resolution of these issues and these claims that Kurt Olson has put forward in his filings for the petitioners, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham in the state of Arizona, pertaining to the elections of 2020, by the way, and 2022. Kurt, here you are filing before the Supreme Court, petitioning in behalf of Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, because you have new evidence pertaining to elections in both 2020 and 2022, and you believe the Supreme Court has a responsibility to act here. Why?
Well, Lou, how we got this new evidence in front of the Supreme Court is because the original case was dismissed on standing. And the standing determination was that there was no injury because the injury was too speculative. And so that wound its way through the district court, the Ninth Circuit, and up to the Supreme Court. But we have uncovered new evidence, which we're allowed to introduce, because under the federal code 28 U.S.C. 1653, you can introduce jurisdictional or evidence that shows jurisdiction at any point in the proceeding. And that new evidence is stunning. So in dismissing this case, which went to whether or not voting machines can constitutionally provide a secure and accurate vote, we challenge that. We have the courts relied on some representations by the defendants. One, that the election software that was used had been certified and approved by the Secretary of State, and also that they performed pre-election logic and accuracy testing to make sure that the machines are actually reading and tabulating the votes to give the public confidence when they go into the election that their ballot will be accurately counted.
The Secretary of State is the one that did the logic and the approval of the machines. Is that correct?
They do. The Secretary of State has a 3-member panel under Arizona law
that
approves the software along with the EAC. It must be tested by a certified voting system testing labs. And so there's quite a process to go through to make sure that the software that is used is certified and approved. And that's exactly what the defendants represented when they told the courts, plaintiffs' claims don't hold water. They're claiming that that the elections are unsafe and unsecure. This software is certified. And they told the district court that, they told the Ninth Circuit that, and actually the Ninth Circuit, in its opinion affirming dismissal, that's before the Supreme Court, cited those two issues as a primary basis, that the software was certified and that the defendants performed pre-election logic and accuracy testing. Mm-hmm. So we have new evidence. We have new evidence that shows that that software was altered before the 2020 election and used in the 2020 election and used in the 2022 election. And it was altered with respect to the configuration file that governs how ballots are read and tabulated. It goes precisely, this altered software goes precisely to the issue of whether or not these machines are accurately reading ballots. And secondly, we show that they don't even perform logic and accuracy testing as required on the voting system, on the tabulators that are used at Maricopa County's vote centers. There's about over 400 of them. They test 5 spares.
They did what?
They test 5 spares when the law
requires out of 400?
5 spares that aren't even used during the election. And you combine that with the fact that they're using altered software, and they falsely represented to the courts that this software is certified. It's not. It's a Frankenstein-like version that combines different, what are called machine behavior settings in there. And they don't test this software, the pre-election logic and accuracy. They test 5 spares, as I said.
So what you're saying is that every assertion that the electronic voting machines were reliable, were secure, and that had gone through, as you put it, the logic accuracy testing, none of that happened across 400 machines.
Correct. In 2020 and 2022, and this isn't us saying it. This is coming from the machines themselves. This is from the tabulator system log files, which there are millions of lines of data that go into this. And the tabulator system log files record every single piece of activity within those machines. And there are warning codes. It says warning, wrong MBS, version 5.10, which is not the version that's been certified, only what's called version 5.5. And this is not a small issue. The fact that defendants misrepresented to the courts that they were using the EAC and Arizona Secretary of State approved software, that was false. Mm-hmm. The fact that they represented to the courts that they performed logic and accuracy testing, pre-election logic and accuracy testing, and that's another reason why telling the court that the claims were meritless, that was false.
Let me understand. The Arizona Secretary of State is obviously a defendant in this case. Who else is a defendant in this case?
Maricopa County and Pima County.
Okay. And both of them, the same result.
Well, Pima County uses different voting systems. So this new evidence applies only to Maricopa County, and which is not insignificant because Maricopa County is the 4th largest county in the country. And where Maricopa County goes, generally Arizona goes as well because of that.
Right. in Maricopa County, the most corrupt county in the state of Arizona, first of all, and has been for years. But secondly, it was central to the contest over the vote in 2022. Correct?
Yes. I mean, what was stunning is that this case was dismissed in August of 2022. And then we had the election that following November, and over 60% of the machines failed. They were rejecting ballots at a rate of 7,000 or more ballots every 30 minutes from 6:30 in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. It was a disaster. So precisely what we warned about is something that occurred.
These were narrow votes, Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs for governor, Abe Hamadeh for attorney general, Mark Fincham. These were all relatively close elections. What do you expect the Supreme Court? First, what do you expect the Supreme Court to do? What do you want them to do?
Well, I never predict what a court is going to do. What I want them to do is obviously to take the petition and reverse and remand back to the district court at a minimum and say, hey, the plaintiffs have standing. We're not asking the court to rule on the merits of the case per se. We're simply saying we have standing. We were injured. The dismissal of these claims based on the notion that the claims were too speculative was wrong. And Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham should have their day in court, particularly before the 2024 election, because this new evidence that we have shows they're using altered software and they're not performing the required logic and accuracy testing before the election. And so this is a very serious matter going into 2024.
To what degree is the voting machine company culpable in this for the fact that the logic and accuracy testing was not carried out despite certification from the Secretary of State and other parties? To what degree is the Secretary of State himself responsible?
Well, under Arizona law, with respect to logic and accuracy testing for the county, the Secretary of State is allowed to test a sampling of voting equipment. But the Arizona law expressly requires counties to test all deployable voting equipment. So the county is the responsible party here for the logic and accuracy testing. When it comes to the software that's been altered, you know, right now, what we know is that that software has been altered. And there is no debate about that. We can see that in the tabulator system log files. We can see, and we have looked at this in data, which is dispositive on this issue. Who altered the software? That is a question that remains. But it is a felony, I would note, under Arizona law, to alter software knowingly without the permission of the Secretary of State is a felony.
We're talking with Kurt Olson, attorney for Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, petitioning the Supreme Court. We're going to take up next with Kurt Olson. What else is going on in the state of Arizona that has to be considered in this case? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight. Whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease, we have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at the Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now the Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now.
That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with Kurt Olson. And Kurt, there is more to this case as well, as if it's not complicated enough. On one level, it's straightforward. There obviously is a huge problem that there has been certifications that things that didn't happen, that failures to abide by the standards and the requirements of the integrity of these machines. What else is going on that deserves some considerable examination?
Well, Lou, there's a third discovery, and it's quite stunning because it doesn't apply to Arizona. It applies to every Dominion system that we have inspected, and that's from Arizona to Colorado to Georgia to Pennsylvania to Michigan. And it appears to be in all of their systems. And that is, the election data is supposed to be encrypted. Dominion represents that they, quote, protect the data with a AES level 256-bit encryption. What we have found is that the master cryptographic encryption keys are left open and unprotected on the election database, except for the Windows login, which is easily bypassed, in plain text. The short answer is, this is like the Enigma machine from World War II, if you remember that, where the Allies were able to break the cipher code of the Germans' Enigma machine and could read all their messages. Well, here, the Dominion machines, they leave the master cryptographic encryption keys in plain text, unprotected on the election database. And that allows total control over the machines. That means any malicious actor can take control of this system, decrypt the data, decrypt the passwords, take control of the tabulators, insert whatever results they want. They can make it look like they're the official results without detection. And so this is it's a stunning breach of security. And it appears to apply to every Dominion machine in the country.
What does the company itself say about this?
I've only seen one statement where they have come out and had a generic, oh, it's implausible. But it's right there. And in fact, when you look at the election database, which is, there's actually screenshots of an election database right before the Supreme Court now. And we redacted it because we wanted to be mindful that that was sensitive data. But some of this information has been produced, for example, in Georgia. Four counties produced the election databases pursuant to public records requests. Mm-hmm. And these master cryptographic keys are right there on the election database if you know where to look. It's a stunning breach of security.
A stunning breach of security, but you mentioned Georgia, the curling case there as well. Is there any correlation to what has transpired before Judge Amy Totenberg in Georgia and what was actually a dramatic moment in the case where they took a machine and actually flipped the machine within a matter of seconds? And gained access.
Yeah, that was, I believe, Professor Haldeman from University of Michigan, right, who created that capability. This is a different issue. It was not brought out in the trial. And if it had, I think that would have been an even more stunning moment, because with these keys, you have complete control that renders it nearly undetectable, because you are essentially, these are like God keys. And so it's a master administrative level password keys, whatever you need, that provides access and control over the tabulators, over the election management system. And it allows anybody to manipulate the votes without detection.
So how do you find these keys? Just out of curiosity, not that I'm interested in doing so, but I want to get a sense of how easy it is.
Well, because these are, matter of fact, in Georgia, as I said, public records. If you go to the election database and you look for a table called an event table, and right there, it's called a Rindell key, and an X509 security certificate, an HMAC key. And it's right there in the table, just any standard table, you would look at it, and there's the script with all the with the keys. It's that simple. And Dominion represents that the encryption they provide is FIPS, which stands for Federal Information Processing Standards, AES level 256-bit encryption. Well, FIPS expressly prohibits storing the keys in this manner.
Wow. Well, a lot to assimilate for all of us. And we thank you for everything you're doing. And again, good luck before the Supreme Court. Thanks so much, Kurt Olson. Great American. And there you have it. Kurt Olson representing Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham in the state of Arizona. The state of Arizona, the Secretary of State, has a lot to take up here. So does the Supreme Court in Maricopa County. The defendant, we'll see what happens. There is an expedited hearing that we believe will occur in the latter part of this month. We'll see, and we'll keep you posted. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This is the Great America Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.